Hello, inspired friends. This is it's August 3rd, 2015. It's a Monday night, and you are listening to a Live Inspired number 15 podcast. And this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com. Today's topic on the blog is about permission. Permission is my word for 2015. And I meant to do this podcast a long time ago, like probably in January when people were picking out their word for the year. But that's okay. I think it's great to talk about it now because we're kind of at that halfway point. The year, believe it or not, is already half over, more than half over, in fact. And people by now, a lot of times, forget about their goals for the year or what their word for the year was. So it's a good checkpoint to finish out the rest of 2015 strongly. And like I said, my word is permission. And if you totally have never heard of this concept of picking one word as a theme for your year, to set intentions around that word, as opposed to creating regular New Year's resolutions, you can Google it online or you can head over to my blog and check on this post if you want to read the entire post on this topic today and get more information about the word of the year. The website again is weliveinspired.com. And the title of this post is Permission and Why It Is My Word for 2015. So you can search it there. Now, as far as how I picked this word, it's just something that sort of intuitively comes to you. People probably pick their word in different ways. For me, it popped in my head, I think, one day when I was actually in the shower. A lot of times my ideas come to me when I'm in the bathroom. Do not ask me why. And it was probably a day where I was feeling stressed out or overwhelmed or whatever, and the word permission just popped in my head and gave me a sense of relief. And so that's why I went with that word. Now, what does permission mean to me? Permission for me is not like an excuse to do whatever the heck I want and just go hog wild. It's not an excuse to, you know, have no responsibility and make unhealthy life choices, eat a bunch of junk food and, you know, have an attitude with people and go streaking through town in my birthday suit or something wild and crazy like that. So we'll just take that off the table right now. But permission is something that for me is the opposite of that. It's actually about making personal healthy choices, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. And it's about self-care. So if you are like me, you might be able to relate to some of these tendencies that I have. We as humans quite often all are in the same boat here with what we deal with. So if you ever struggle with inner critics, like if you have a perfectionist inner critic that is or even somebody, an outer critic, people in your life that put pressure on you to be a certain way or to be perfect, or maybe you tend to beat yourself up over thinking that you aren't good enough or you have to be perfect, or you're not doing enough or whatever it is. If you find yourself worrying what people think too much, or if you kind of get stuck in this like overachiever type of thing where you are a really ambitious person inside like I am, and sometimes you just aren't giving yourself enough of a break. You're hard on yourself because you want to go all the time and you need to just kind of loosen up a bit. This is a good word for you, and that's why I chose it. So to me, permission is about, it's just, it makes me really, like I said, breathe a sigh of relief. It's about permission to have self-care. I think one of the really important things about living inspired on your inspired journey is that self-care is not a selfish thing. And a lot of people, especially we women that tend to be the caregivers and the nurturers, we put other people's needs before our own. And sometimes it's okay to do that, but we really operate the best in this world when we are allowing ourselves time to take care of us and our needs and put ourselves first. And it helps you, it saves you from burnout too. So for me, it's about taking care of myself and about allowing, because that word allow is a partner word to permission. It's about allowing more of what we need in our lives and releasing more of what we don't. Finding our voices, following our truth, and not worrying too much what others think about this. Giving ourselves a break, you know, lightening up a bit, putting some lightness and some laughter and some fun in our lives, loosening the reins a little bit, letting go. A lot of permission for me is about allowing and letting go, because I can tend to hold on to things. And it's also about being gentle with ourselves and stop beating yourself up, you know, like give yourself permission to just be. So that's what a lot of it is for me. And doesn't it sound so good to be able to do these things? So here are some of the ways in which I've given myself permission this year. I'll just give you some examples since this is only a quick 10-minute podcast. One of the ways is I have this tendency to be a night owl and try to get a lot of work done in the evening. And I have a tendency to stay up, like when I'm really quite tired and I'd really like to just drop everything and go to bed, or, you know, drop everything and spend some time reading a book or doing something I really enjoy. I tell myself, no, no, you can't do that. You've got to do the dishes. You've got to clean the house, do the laundry, write that blog post, you know, work on that business thing, whatever it is. So one of the things that I've done is told myself, no, I can stop and drop everything. I can give myself permission to stop and drop everything I'm doing and make a different choice. And those dishes are going to be still there in the morning. I can do those later. You know, that blog post can be written tomorrow, whatever it is that I need to get done. If my body is telling me that I'm really tired and that I really would rather, like my body, mind, and spirit would rather go to bed early, or it would rather, you know, do something that's more light instead of feeling like I must do the chores right now, you know, feeling like I can play a little bit or read a book or do an activity I enjoy. Another thing is giving myself permission to shut off technology for a while. Because I do try to answer all of my emails and phone calls, and I know that, and maybe some of you can relate to this, that people in your lives get upset if you don't, like, email or text or whatever, respond immediately to what they want. And sometimes it's okay to just kind of disconnect and let ourselves recharge our batteries and take a break, and it's not being mean, it's just a part of self-care. I had to let go of permission on certain wedding things. I was being perfectionistic about that this year. And we're coming to the end. We've only got a minute left. So you can go on the blog to read more about it. But I've actually created a permission slip for you. I've got these free permission slips. Today's permission slip, the first one, is called Permission to Be Imperfect. And it has an affirmation I've written for you. And you can actually download and keep that for free and share it if you'd like. It's at weliveinspired.com once again. And the permission slip says, permission to be imperfect. I allow myself to be splendidly imperfect. I love and accept myself exactly as I am in this moment. I can relax and let go with the knowledge that I am enough. And I really sigh relief with that. It feels so good. So I'm going to be creating more of these permission slips for you. And you can find them online and on our Facebook page too, which is facebook.com/WeLiveInspired. So do you have a word for 2015? I would love to hear about it if you'd like to leave me a comment on the blog or on Facebook. And also, what are some things that you would like to give yourself permission to do this year? I leave you with that. And until next time, keep living inspired.